Pleased to have you along. The big news today broke in the 2 o'clock hour.
It was not my Egg McMuffin meltdown.
I was in my now Oregon plated Subi.
Oh, look at that. Although, sad. I liked seeing the Kansas plate.
I know. It adds to the whimsy.
It did. It was a character builder.
I kept the plate.
Well, you should.
Just because.
Put that on the wall in your garage or something.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't have a garage, but I'd put it somewhere.
You don't have a garage?
No. Don't need one. No, the real controversy is that at the DMV, the National Auto Registry has it as a 2013. It's 2014.
Oh.
And it's a problem.
Late model?
DMV guy said he doesn't know what to do about that. And I said, let's not worry about it. Get me out of here. Okay.
Either way, look, it's a tasty ride. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, guys, the big news dropped at about 2:22 because I looked at my clock. And Danny was taking his pants off on the air.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
And it was that Damian Lillard is returning to the Blazers.
How about that?
He's back.
Yes!
3 years and $42 million U.S. dollars.
It's basically the mid-level exception. I mean, so it is the mid-level exception.
He is, of course, hurt. I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah.
But he has an Achilles injury, so he's rehabbing. He does not plan to play at all.
No.
Next season.
Yeah.
So you will not see him. Well, you won't see him play. Mm-hmm. You might see him, but you won't see him play until fall of 2026.
Yeah. So it is kind of weird that it's this triumphant return, and it's crazy. I mean, it's only been 2 years, but he's back, but he's not back. He's back in spirit. And then when he does come back, I mean, who knows what this looks like, right? Is Drew Holiday still around? What sort of progress has Klingon, made? What happens with Scoot?
Will there be a new owner?
Yeah, well, there will be a new owner.
Well,
so,
but by the time he comes back, will there be a new owner?
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, there is so much. Will they be playing in Seattle, according to some? Blazers. Yeah, it's such a weird thing so that, I mean, this is awesome. Damian Lillard is my all-time favorite Portland Trail Blazer. I was bummed when he left. The circumstances in which he left, I thought were stinky. I thought the franchise didn't. I thought they did him wrong.
Stinky.
Danny was saying that apparently they've buried whatever hatchet they've had. The beef has been squashed. And
there was beef.
There was beef. I think there were hard
feelings. Why? Because they didn't send him to Miami?
Well, I think there was hard feelings on the part of the organization for him trying to force his way to a specific spot. I think Lillard obviously had hard feelings about what was perceived to obviously be lied to about going all in. I don't think he certainly was happy about going to Milwaukee. That's not where he wanted to be. So, you know, remember there was that talk too, is like they wouldn't communicate with him. And when he was trying to reach out, there was no communication. So whatever has happened there has been squashed. And, you know, you have the return of one of the three greatest Blazers of all time. I mean, take your pick. You got Clyde, you got Dame, you got Walt. You know, whatever way you want to slice that. I mean, Damian Lillard represented this city as well as any athlete that has ever been here. And certainly probably for the longest time. And he didn't want to leave. So the fact that he's back, he still makes his offseason home here. His family's here. I think it's amazing. The thing I don't quite understand is I think the time limit is a little wonky. I don't know how that fits in. I don't know what a 36-year-old Damian Lillard coming off an Achilles tear is going to mean. I don't know if this means that there's a lack of faith in what happens with Scoot Henderson. So for the basketball side of it, I just don't know. And I don't think anyone really knows until, you know, a year from now. And this team could look completely different by then. But from an emotional standpoint, I think from a city standpoint, I think from a feel-good standpoint, I mean, this is incredible. It absolutely is incredible.
Maybe he knows on the you were talking about how they squashed beef.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows Cronin won't be around, so he's like, yeah, sure, I'll come back. You ain't going to be here.
I think that's pretty good guess there.
Well, yeah, because they're for sale. Look, the thing about this is, it is good. There's no question. Like, there's not a lot of downside to having Damian Lillard back.
No, at a very cheap price tag.
He brings credibility to the franchise. I think there's a lot of fans who just won't watch. I mean, who haven't watched them since they traded him, and now that he's back, they will watch him. That in and of itself right there for a franchise that's for sale,
yeah,
that is a big thing. He'll sell tickets. Revenue should go up with him. People love him. And so that, and he wanted to be back. That's another cool thing about it. So there's really, like, who cares about $42 million? I can't believe I ever said that.
Yeah.
But who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, it's inconsequential.
So there's really no downside to having him back. It's a good move. But yeah, it's a weird move because they just got Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
So what, like, it doesn't seem like there's any plan whatsoever. They're just kind of, yeah, it's like, Lillard'sville, yeah, we'll take him. But so, wait, we already traded. We'll worry about that later.
So is the backcourt then Drew Holiday and Damian Lillard, or is it Drew?
I don't know.
You have a year to figure that out. And maybe, by the way, this is a year where Scoot put up a shut up time, and you know, maybe Scoot's the odd man out, or maybe Drew Holiday is the odd man out. Maybe after this year, the Drew Holiday moves on to somewhere else. Who knows? I mean, the basketball stuff you have a year to figure out because Lillard doesn't factor into this. You know, the idea that Lillard makes you some kind of contender, I don't believe that at all. But
we don't even know what he's going to be like. Like you said, at 36, coming off an Achilles.
Let's assume 75-80%.
It's just nice to have him around.
That's all I'm saying.
I just think it legitimizes the team because people love him. He is the Blazers of this last era, and having him back just kind of makes it feel like it just, I don't know, it's just it's a feel-good. It's way more of a feel-good than it is a play good. Like, yeah.
No one knows.
But
it ended up, like, the trade, it ended up being the most lopsided trade that you could probably come up with because, you know, when you look at what you got back, and then 2 years later you get Damian Lillard for peanuts, for pennies on the dollar. So, remember, they got Drew Holiday, which then they traded, but then got back. So you have Holiday.
What'd they get for him?
You got Kamari at, or Tamani Kamara.
Wait a minute. What did they get for Holiday when they traded him?
What did they get? I thought Holiday was part of the... Wasn't that part of the DeAndre Ayton, Tamani Kamara deal?
You tell me.
Yeah.
Trade guy?
And you got a pick. CBA and one guy? Of those picks was led to Denny Avia. So, yeah. So you ended up from this. You ended up turning that into... That's still there. You ended up turning that into Tamani Kamara. You got Denny Avia out of that. I mean, obviously, Ayton got moved on. You got Holiday back, but that's somewhat inconsequential. And you still have a first-round pick off of it, and now you bring back Damian Lillard.
Now would you rather have Simons than Holiday? No. Now that you have, well, I guess not this year.
Not this year.
When Lillard comes back, would you rather have Simons than Holiday? I think you would. Yeah,
Maybe from an age standpoint.
What are they doing?
I mean, I don't know. I guess...
Do they know?
Well, I guess the timeline is certainly sped up. Because you've got young Scoot, young Sharp, Denny's young.
Timeline
Klingon's young. The Younger's young. Everyone is really, really young. And then Holiday and Lillard are like old as dirt. So...
Well, the YouTube chat did point out that the reason Dame is back is because he's been so impressed with the Younger. He just wants to hitch his wagon.
Don't we all?
The big tariff, as we like
the
to call it.
The big tariff.
The big tariff. I love that one.
Yeah, dude. Screw Chinese Jokic, dude. That's the big tariff, man.
Hey, can I just say something about him real quick on an off tangent here?
The big tariff?
Well, yeah, the big tariff. I saw highlights. Now, yeah. I'm not watching Summer League basketball.
Yeah.
Because I have a life.
Yeah.
But I did see highlights. He does have a lot of Jokic in him. Like, some of his moves, it's like, ooh, that's Jokic-y.
Yeah.
He's crafty for a big guy.
Very.
And not especially. I mean, Jokic doesn't move quick. He just moves smartly.
This is another segment, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's probably one we don't need to have until, like, November.
Yeah.
But just from what I've seen with my expert eyes.
Yes.
Because my eyes are very important to me. If you haven't seen him yet, you can see what... You can see why they're salivating over him.
Yeah, there's a lot to like.
Yeah, there really is. He doesn't really defend and he doesn't rebound.
No, he got cooked by by Queen and he doesn't rebound and
that's weird because he's 7'1".
Yeah,
but
the way he moves and the way he passes for as big as he is,
it's pretty interesting because I think what you expect, Blazer fans probably expect to see some sort of like statue like Yao Ming.
Yeah,
or. Like Ha Sung Jin.
No, he moves well.
No, he's like he looks like Jokic when he moves.
Yeah, he dives and it's funny because it's kind of clunky, but I mean he dives to the hoop and
he can pass.
He can pass.
Any hoosies.
Yeah.
Fan text line. Blazers backcourt went from Dame, CJ, and Ant to Dame, Scoot, and Drew. Net gain, 1 inch.
Well, I'm going to that lake.
That's so true.
Well, you got,
What?
You got
well,
Sharp.
Well, he's been here the whole time, though.
Yeah, that's, well, I don't know.
What is it with small point guards in Portland?
Yeah, we love them. We collect them here.
All right. Let's come back and continue the conversation. Damian Lillard returns. Also coming up, the new highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Oh, yeah.
We have this to discuss.
It's a lot of money.
Here's Buck. All right. The news today is that Damian Lillard's coming back to Portland. He wanted to come back and ride his jet skis.
Yeah, it sounds like Chris Haynes had it and said that like a week or two ago that Cronin and Dame met, and they did indeed have to kind of bury the hatchet. There was some hard feelings there on both sides, and they put it aside and focused on moving forward. So a three-year deal. The last year is a player option. There's a no-trade clause, and I think this was this was obviously important to both of them.
Well, I think most importantly was the jet skis on the Willamette. We know our studio used to be right on the Willamette down there in South Waterfront, and we would see in the summer, right around this time of year, yep. We would see him and his cronies on all multicolored. Every one of them was a different color.
Yeah,
jet skis.
Out there having a grand old
wave
time.
Runner type things.
Yeah,
and they would be zooming around. Man, they were wild out there, yeah. And you could never really tell which one was Lillard, if he was even out there. But there were some dudes that were, man, they were getting wild out there. And so they'd cruise up to downtown, and then they'd cruise back down to his house. It's a good life, you know. He missed that life.
Well, and you
up there in Milwaukee, you can't be doing that.
No, there's only so many butter hogs, you know.
How many butter hogs do you think he slayed up there? That was a weird look. Come on,
he didn't want to be.
How would you describe? So he requested a trade in July of 2023.
Yeah. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
Exactly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
How would you describe these 2 years?
Because there's
well, yeah, because I mean, he's coming back. It's a legacy play.
Yeah.
It sort of rights a wrong. It was weird then that he left. You know, everything's just been weird. Like, how would you describe this 2 year hiccup in his Blazers legacy?
Messy. It didn't work when he didn't want to go to Milwaukee. He that's not where he wanted to go. Ended up in Milwaukee, and you thought, okay, he was going to go form maybe the best pick and roll combo in the NBA in Giannis and himself. And you thought Milwaukee's already won an NBA title. You added Damian Lillard to that mix. I mean, that was kind of finals or bust. And the first year there, he talked about it. He got divorced as well. So his family stayed behind. He wasn't happy. You could tell that it was affecting him. It was not a great year on the court for him. And then come playoff time, Giannis got hurt, and thanks for coming, early exit. And then the second year felt like maybe he had settled in a little bit and was having a pretty good year. And then sure enough, come playoff time, you know, getting ready for it, down goes Dame and Milwaukee with an early exit. And so it's just, I messy, wasted, turbulent, probably maybe
disappointing,
probably the roughest time of his life. I'm guessing there was probably a lot of regret. You know, when he asked out, that was not something that he took lightly. He did not want that. He felt like his hand was forced. And that's what I said. That there clearly was hard feelings on the part of the team. And I think there was hard part on the part of Lillard. Because do you remember, we're going to go all in. It's going to hurt. And they're going to talk about building around. They didn't do any of that. So, yeah, there were hard feelings. And that's why the Chris Haynes thing of they met at Lillard's house a couple years ago. And they buried all that crap and said, how do we move forward? And I also think it's important to realize, as much as Dame wanted to win a title, this move back home cannot be about a championship. And I know Danny had the text saying, you know, hey, this team is perfect. This team is not perfect. It's just, it's not. If Lillard wanted to go get a ring, you know, Houston would have made more sense. You know, you could have gone to a place like Denver. Putting a 36-year-old Damian Lillard with a torn Achilles coming off of that, that doesn't make Portland a contender. It does it far from it. But I do think that adding a player of Lillard's caliber and stature, I think it speeds up the timeline a little bit. And I mean, Lillard before he got hurt was averaging, I think, what, 23, 24. He was having a nice year. Putting him in that backcourt, I think Portland clearly is a playoff team. I don't even think they're a play-in team. If you get another year of growth from the young guys that you have and you throw, let's say, 75 to 85% of what Lillard is, that's a playoff team. That's a top five-ish seed, five, six seed in the West, depending on what happens. And that's, and maybe that, and Haynes had it that this was a big deal that he wanted to retire a Blazer. So at the end of this 3 years, I'm guessing at 38, 39 years old, that's the end of it for him, right? Tip your cap, walk away. There's not going to be a title in those 3 years. And so maybe that run at trying to win a title and not having it happen, maybe that was enough for him to say, I never should have left in the first place. And even if I never win a title, this is home. And maybe I can help the team kind of set themselves up for the future. Because if it was about winning a championship like it was when he left, Portland wouldn't be the play coming back.
Yeah, I think it was Hoops Hype that asked the question, will Damian Lillard returning to Portland be the best free agent signing in Blazers history?
Yeah.
I think you laugh at that, but...
It's true.
Well, I mean, there's really no other... Like, okay, take Lillard out of it. Who is the best free agent signing in Trailblazers history?
God,
I mean, seriously.
Didn't Jeremy Grant sign here as a free agent? Or did they trade for him? I thought Grant signed here.
I don't know.
I think Jeremy Grant signed here.
Is that a great signing?
Look, my point, your point is well taken.
Internet says Brian Grant, Andre Miller, and Wesley Matthews as top
free agents. Brian Grant. Oh, yeah.
The Rasta Monster.
But wait, did Brian Grant leave and come back?
No.
Hello?
He didn't leave and come back.
Okay.
Are you all right?
No.
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
So I wanted to...
Because Brian Grant was great.
Yes.
So who were the other two on that list?
Andre Miller and Wesley Matthews.
Yeah. Wes Matthews was good.
Miller was, but...
He had a 50-burger here, but Wes was good. Remember, that was the poison pill contract. They stole him out of...
Yeah, that was a good move because it meant more to the team.
Yeah, Utah, right?
Like, Andre Miller was a good player, good signing, but they didn't do much in those years.
That squad Brian with Grant, Wes though. Was... Well, yeah, Grant came at a different time. So, take
I can't say that... Can you really say that Damian Lillard's the best free agent signing over Brian Grant?
Yes.
Grant was awesome.
No, stop it. Damian Lillard...
You stop it.
Damian Lillard...
You don't even know if he's going to play.
He won't play this year. Dame, before he tore the Achilles, he was playing 36 minutes a night. He was going 25 points a game, 45% from the field, and 38% from three with 7 assists. Dame was having a great year. I mean, that's not like peak 32-point average Damian Lillard, but that is big time. And if Lillard comes back and, as I said, 75, 80%, if Lillard comes back and is playing, you know, 30 minutes a night and he's giving you 19, 3, and 5,
Is that a big if?
Look, guys come back from Achilles. They're no longer the end all, the be all. Now, I will say that, like, Kevin Durant would have an easier time because Kevin Durant is 7 foot and can shoot over everybody. Lillard, players that are smaller, that rely on explosiveness and they're not great defenders to begin with. Yeah, that's a fair question. That's an absolute fair question. That what sort of athleticism do you have at 36 years old with a torn Achilles? Totally fair, which is why I said you're going to get a percentage of him. I'd still like to think that you're going to get 70 to 80%. And I think that is the best free agent signing. Damian Lillard was a top 75 player of all time. He's a multiple time all NBA guy. And he was having a really nice year before he went down. But also remember in the East, it's not like Milwaukee was killing it. I think Milwaukee was like the 5 seed or something, 4 or 5 seed when he got hurt. So I'm not saying he comes in and all of a sudden makes Portland, you know, a real contender, but I do think that he comes in and immediately gives you a really nice boost. You're getting a really, really solid veteran player that I don't think you've had in free agency before here.
Someone texts, tells you all you need to know how small markets can never be good in the NBA when Portland's best free agent signing is Dame at 36 with one leg. Boy, I hate that argument that small markets can never be good in the NBA. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Let me just think about who was just in the final. Oh, yeah. Oklahoma City. pretty small market. Indiana, yeah. Small market. Yeah. Denver a couple years ago won a tie. You guys have got to stop with that narrative.
Wouldn't San Antonio technically be considered a small market as well? Yes.
Like a dynasty.
Didn't they win a bunch of championships?
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Stop with that crap. God, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. Now I'm pissed off.
Well, I just wish I wish they would have been more aggressive when they had Dame, but they weren't, and now you got him back, and I don't know. I'm just viewing
guys, move on.
I will not. There will be no negativity for me on this one. I just don't. There is no downside. He is dirt cheap. He is a mid-level exception. It rights or wrong, you're going to build an effing statue of the guy out in front of whatever building you're playing in at some point. He's going to get a statue here. He represented your community with class.
Statue.
Eventually, they'll build a statue. Like, who else are you building a statue of?
Yeah, it'll be him doing the wave, right?
Yes.
I was just thinking about the statue. Oh, the wave. The wave.
That's got to be it, right?
Or tapping.
He could be tapping Dame time, but I think the wave is.
But
that's good.
Lillard was every. If you could conjure up what a small market star could be to your franchise, it was Damian Lillard. And it didn't really go anywhere, but you had some amazing moments. You made a run to the Western Conference Finals, and now he's coming back to hopefully help usher this group of young Blazers, and he won't be a part of it when it comes to fruition, when the growth is finished, but maybe he helps scoot that along a little bit. Well, kind of tongue-in-cheek there. Scoot it along. By the way, 0 and 00 on the floor together. Could be weird.
That's cool.
Yeah, but watching that and just when he comes back and the roar of that arena and with the sell of the team and having something you can rely on and seeing him in the community again and kind of the reuniting with his family and you know he's going to live here when it's all said and done. He'll be the new Jerome Kersey when this is done. You'll see him walking around town, right? His birthday parties here. And by the way, you're $14 million. He's the mid-level exception. I mean, my God, he is Myers Leonard salary at this point. I just do not believe in any shape or form there is one single negative thing about this signing.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you did it to yourself.
I love it.
B-double-E-R.
You know what? Everyone, if you're a Lillard fan, should be cracking a B-double-E-R beer.
The first thing is it fitting that the Blazers' all-time best free agent signing is one of the all-time great Blazers that they traded away? Like, isn't that very Blazery?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
And two, I got to tell you, dude, I am enamored with the question of what Damian Lillard's statue pose should be because there are so many options here.
Yeah, I think there's only two.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
The wave and the wrist.
Got the wrist.
Are you thinking about the dog pile also?
You got the wave. You got this.
Oh, yeah, where he's doing the both hands
if
up.
If you can't see me. Just do this. Google image famous Damian Lillard moments.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them, dude. Yeah. The wave may win. I mean, that's pretty awesome. But also just the still of that jump shot over Paul George.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Because then you could get the ball in the statue.
Yeah, which is always a cool one.
He's got a lot of them.
Build the damn statue. Just build it for him. When he comes back, rip the thing off and he's going to retire. He's got a no trade clause. He's here. It's a freaking awesome moment. And look, I know we're all emotionally dead inside here, but there's probably some people today that got a little. Danny was probably crying. Are you kidding me? He's going to go home and have a moment to himself. This is a freaking awesome moment. And I've said it a million times. This city needs wins. I love this city. I believe in this city. And too often this city gets crapped on and we get kicked in the nuts and it just, we have one step forward, two steps back. Right. And so I love when the city gets W's. And I think this is, someone explain to me how this isn't a big fat W for this city. I love it. Welcome back. Get the damn jet skis.
Somebody said skedaddle.
is he double dipping here? So he gets money from the Bucks and from the Blazers?
He gets a lot of money from the Bucks.
God. Yeah, he gets like $20 million a year for the next 5 years, right?
That's fantastic.
It's 113 spread over the remainder of the contract.
But is that less? Oh, I see. So you have 3 years left up there.
Yeah.
And they spread it out over 5 years.
I think that's right. It's like stretch provision.
So he gets all of that money.
Yes.
Plus a new $14 million a year.
Yes.
Well, I'd sign too.
I think he's making close to $70 million total between the two, but I'll double check that.
Felix Bumgarner just died.
What?
Remember him?
I do remember him.
Dead.
Ooh. Not good.
That's quite the commentary. No, it's not good. He died, dude.
Well, again, what? How did he die?
I don't know. Uh-oh. I'm reading the scroll.
Well, I mean, there's a...
I'm stunned by the death of Felix Bumgarner.
I was busy looking up total compensation.
This hurts me.
Does it really hurt you?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
One of my favorites. I have his jersey.
You're such a yutz.
We will be back with the new highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history next on The Fan.